Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, second day of December. By the way, the days start getting longer. The amount of daylight on Christmas Day, we pick up a minute of daylight. So for those of you complaining about the darkness, we're three and a half weeks away from the days getting longer. Apparently, the Kimberly Potter trial is going to begin December 8th. So early next week, a total of nine jurors have been seated in the manslaughter trial of former Brooklyn Center police officer Kimberly Potter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Joining us now with some perspective is attorney Jack Rice. Good morning, Jack.
Oh, great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Anything unusual in terms of seating jurors? Anything struck you as unusual in how this is going so far?
Well, in some ways, Paul, I think one of the things that surprised me was how quickly they were seating this jury. I mean, they can do things differently in every trial. One of the ways things sometimes happen is you pick people as a group. But in the Kim Potter case, what they're doing is they're picking them individually, just like they did with the Chauvin case. And so far at this point, they have picked nine jurors. They still have to pick 12 plus two alternates. One interesting piece, by the way, is that the defense gets five what they're called strikes. That means five people they can choose not to put on this jury. And the state has three strikes. The state has already used all three. So in other words, at this point, the defense is really in the cat seat because they can really choose and really look for people who they think are going to be very useful to them at this point. And to some degree, the prosecution can do nothing about it.
Interesting. Hey, look, I think most people recognize that policing is impossibly difficult. You have to make split-second decisions, you know, a few milliseconds, and obviously she mistook her taser for her handgun. What do you expect in terms of the prosecution and trotting out psychologists, experts, talking about the difficulties, the stress when you have to make a split second decision and you make the wrong decision? What do you expect in terms of the preponderance of evidence that the prosecution is going to try to attempt?
Well, you know, Paul, the way you just laid it out, how you described it, that's exactly what the defense is going to argue. They're going to argue, look, this was a mistake. You've got to understand the intensity of what it is to be in the street under these circumstances where everybody is second-guessing you, and it's extraordinarily dangerous. What you're going to get from the prosecution is something fundamentally different, and it may be something like this. A fully loaded Glock is 32 and a half ounces. A taser is 7.5 ounces. Mm-hmm. One is bright yellow with a little bit of black. The other is totally black. The Glock is longer, it's wider, it's deeper, it weighs more, it has different sight mechanisms, it has different trigger mechanisms. There is no way that any reasonable person could possibly have been confused by having a Glock in their hand, let alone having a taser. A taser is on one side of your utility belt. A Glock is on the other side of your utility belt. She has used a taser twice. She has been in the field for 26 years, and she's a trainer. There is no excuse. There is no justification. That's how the prosecution is going to argue this case.
Interesting. And it appears she's going to take the stand in her own defense. Is this unusual, or did you see this coming?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's interesting because technically you don't have to take the stand. The one unusual piece is sometimes you don't know exactly where the defense is going to go. They have been extraordinarily clear. And in fact, during jury selection, they started telling these potential jurors that Kim Potter is going to take the stand. Now, what happens in this case is they have to be honest. When I look at this, you realize that the only way that Kim Potter has a chance is that Kim Potter has to take the stand, look at this jury, and take them into the street with her and say, let me tell you what I was thinking, what I was feeling. When I saw this car start to pull away and there was an officer half in, half out of the car, if the jury can go into the street and empathize with her, she has a chance. If they doubt and question her based upon how the prosecution drives their case, she is going to lose. Remember, the state has the burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she did this. And that's where that standard comes. They're going to start opening statements on the 28th. Excuse me, on the 8th. It's going to come quicker than the 8th. Hopefully, they're going to finish this thing before Christmas. But even Judge Chu said the other day, this could go into and after Christmas. So we'll see.
All right. Attorney Jack Rice, appreciate the perspective and analysis. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. When we come back, another peek at traffic and a snowy weather forecast for next week. That's next.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.